Are you actually gonna record like that?
I think it looks fine because it looks neat. I'm representing the poor people.
So he's representing
Jesus. You can call me Rabbi Nick. Roaches,
ruthless.
Roaches, like, oh my days! I just made me laugh.
I've got a job to do.
I could have been a journalist.
7K? Do people smuggle them?
Yeah, 7 per person. I thought of that. I was like, hold on, one person to cross the thing. My problems are solved. One person.
Wow. Okay.
It's a joke. If any police people are listening. It's a joke. We call that banter. Right?
Fantastic. So you can find us everywhere across the internet. Offbeat POV, Spotify, Amazon, Google. And now I can confirm we are live on Apple iTunes.
What? Where did that water come from? Can I just clarify?
What water?
Because when he said you, water came off him, but I have no idea which part of the water came off.
Here's the thing, right?
How did you see the water?
Because it hit me.
Yeah. No. So this legit story, like, you know how
did you spit him a drink?
No. Okay, guys.
This is what I'm saying.
No. Listen, it's a legit story. You know how I don't like going to the hospitals, right, and stuff like that.
It's definitely something floating.
I was feeling weird this week very, very weird, and I said to myself, you know what? I don't want to die. Like, too much to live for. So for the first time, I actually took myself to the hospital and they ran all these samples and stuff like that. You'll never guess what? Apparently, I am related to Aquaman. And since they told me, it's unlocked my powers.
Right. I forgot what I was saying now. I have no idea what I was... Well, what was I saying? Officially live on
Apple. You can
Apple.
Call me Manak.
It's okay. Can't believe you kept going. Anyway, we're live on Apple Music or iTunes.
I thought you were gonna say YouTube.
Or Apple Podcasts or whatever it is that you Apple people use. I have no idea.
Apple people, you know,
for real,
they're
like a different section.
We had a few complaints about, I've seen a few clips or whatever, but I can't find you on Apple, whatever it is they use. So now there's no excuses. I expect our viewership to go up like double because everyone
direct that at Jay. You can find us now. Isn't he? I mean, him and his whole household, like Apple everything.
Anyway, and also, yes, absolutely, we are live on YouTube, Offbeat POV, so absolutely check us there.
Why do you look high?
No, it's because...
No, sorry.
Listen, what's in that cup? Because that's not
No, because you know...
This today is not going to happen.
You are not seriously flying.
No. Okay, so for the last couple of days, I don't know why I get this random, like, sniffles. Like, I sound like I have a cold, don't I?
Really
and it
do.
Comes and goes.
You do.
It just literally comes and goes. So I think now it's in the process of
do you
of
eat any brownies at work that were left in the kitchen? Count. It's a legit question. It happens to all of us.
Okie dokie. So, again, it's been another interesting week here in the United Kingdom of Great Britain. So there are a couple of things that I would be interested to see what you guys thought about. But before then, have we got anything interesting that caught you guys' eyes?
Yes, me. So, what do we think about this?
Mm-hmm.
The Church of England bishops refuse to back gay marriage.
Oh, really?
Where we are on the whole, we don't want to get cancelled, we want viewers.
We've never been on that.
Well, we haven't, have we? We've got nothing to lose. I'm happy to hear that. It's good.
Why?
Okay. Here's the thing.
Hey, when Phonix starts with, here's the thing. You have to sit comfortably.
There are certain things that you read in the Bible, and I've got to assume that if you are the church, a bishop, Church of England, Catholics, you know, Protestants, unless, of course, if you're like Hindu and Buddhist and those people, fine. But otherwise, all these other mainstream religions profess to have their foundation in the Bible, mm-hmm. right? And the Bible is very, 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 very clear about homosexuality, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Anything beyond that, it's them literally skipping it over and trying to pretty much just succumb to pressure and the society and what, mm-hmm. you know, woke people are saying should be and shouldn't be. I mean, it is absurd, I'm not gonna lie to you guys, to be wedding a gay couple in a church being blessed, let's say, under God. That's mm. like the height of Sodom. You see what I mean? So, I mean, there must be an agenda there because I don't trust and believe anything these days. I feel like 2 weeks from now they'll turn once they get the money that they want to get. Maybe they're haggling, you know, negotiating, you know, under the table somewhere. But, you know, if it is legit, no, well done to them. Kudos. Because they're just saying some things you just can't compromise. And unfortunately, no matter how woke we're going to become, unless if we change the whole belief system, the whole church system, and by that I mean get rid of the Bible, get rid of God, now it's just communities of people of like-minded wanting to meet, fine. But if you keep it as what it is, you can't do that. You can't do that. So, yeah. Well done, bishops. But if they get hanged or stringed or dragged on social media, I ain't stepping up to speak in their favor.
Did they say why they're refusing? Wait, why they're refusing to marry them? Just say why?
They still acknowledge them as like a couple and stuff, and they're welcome to the church and stuff.
I take everything I've just said about them back.
Well, no, because isn't that the annoying thing, though, that them just recognizing that, okay, yeah, whatever, you're a couple, is not enough. They're like, no, you have to marry us.
Okay, if you are speaking from them kind of people, no, it's not. Again, okay, we like going to race in this podcast. So take an example of race, for example.
Mm.
Once upon a time, let's say we couldn't drink from the same fountain as white people,
mm-hmm.
right? Couldn't sit on the same side as black as white people on the bus, mm-hmm. right? But those are like issues on the top, but there was deeper things like in the actual law and things like, again, talking about America here, since it's the hotspot of that, mm-hmm. right? So it's like someone coming to you, and this is a very, very bad example, but it's like someone coming to you, okay, fine, we can drink this from the same fountain, we can sit on the same bus and whatever, but yet the law is still not acknowledging you as people. You technically haven't achieved anything. So for them, it's not enough that they're saying that, oh, okay, fine, you're welcome to our church, okay, fine, you're a couple. I guess for them, it doesn't feel legit until they can actually allow them to wed just like heterosexual couples by the pulpit with the Bible, which is absurd, with the Bible and, you know, and the priest saying, I now pronounce you husband and husband.
No, I'm sorry. No, I mean, I hear what you're saying and I sort of get it. And the argument I would make, I guess, is let's say, you know, at the time when they're like, okay, fine, we'll have black people taps and white people taps.
Mm-hmm.
And someone could have been like, oh, we have our own taps now. What's the issue? Fine. Someone could argue that, no, there's still not equality there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I get that. But this is not about, this is not a human right issue, unless it is.
It is, though.
Or they say it is, but I don't think so. Being married is not a human right. It's not, you haven't got the human right to get married in a church. In a church, because legally, they can get married. If it was a legal discussion, I would be willing to hear them out. Yeah, I would still disagree, but at least I'd be like, okay, fine, fair enough. But be married in the church. It's not a human right to be married in the church. To be married, you've got some sort of ground. Fine. Get married legally. But to be married in the Church of England, that's what they're called, isn't it? Church of England church. No, be married legally or go to Vegas or get married in the Anglican church. I think the only reason it's a big deal is because they're the only church left not marrying them, isn't it?
I think for me, it's more of a... I think I've reached a place where I'm like, especially understanding the way the world is supposed to go.
Mm.
Be what you want to be who you want to be, but don't impose it on everybody else and their beliefs.
Mm. Yeah.
So right now, I think my qualm is it's almost... It's like the cake thing. Remember the cake thing?
Yeah.
That couple could have gone to any other baker and got a wedding cake in the design that they wanted. But for them, they wanted a Christian baker to be okay with making their wedding cake.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you said, there's so many ways to get married at the moment that why is it that it has to be imposed on people that, and obviously this denomination is not saying you're not welcome here. That's not what they're saying. Mm. They're saying, you know, we'll welcome you, we'll acknowledge you. We won't like shoo, you can't even step your feet in here, because at the end of the day, we're all human. We all have our different qualms. But what they're saying is we're not blessed.
Our faith does not allow us to marry you. In essence, that's what they're saying. Our faith does not allow us to marry you. And unless we're going to turn around and say your faith is wrong,
which is what they're doing.
Then I think
which is what they're doing.
Leave the church alone. Leave the bishops alone.
Say your beliefs are wrong in terms of.
I know that's what I'm saying, because if that's what people are saying, then that's a slippery slope. And those that are claiming human rights or whatever, they live by that. The fact that you know, freedom of faith to express yourself, to be who you are, blah blah blah. So unless they turn around and say, no, that faith is wrong, in which case we cannot turn around and say, your lifestyle is wrong. And that's why they don't want to hear.
I feel like it just feels like you can express yourself in every single way, except when you want to express yourself as a Christian who believes certain things, or as a Muslim who believes certain things, or as anyone of any kind of religion who believes something contrary.
As any sort of conservative notion, any conservative ideology that you might hold is not welcome in this left, woke, liberalism society that everything is up for debate.
It's not that it's not welcome.
It's not welcome.
Okay, no, it is that, but what I'm trying to say that the problem is, and for me it goes back to the whole, when we're talking about where the world is going right now and what's happening to the world, wickedness and things like that, because that's a fair point, to be honest, and it should always be that. Because it's about our faith. Does not allow that, right? You can't go to a Buddhist and say that, you know, I don't know if they're the ones that do home, but then try to change that. That's the whole, that's what being a Buddhist is about. Or monks, for example, you know, with the shaved head and, you know,
I think your abstaining. First example was the monks. The home.
Well, I say Buddhist.
Hey, it was
okay. Okay, so the problem is, to go back to what I was saying, which is, I'm agreeing with you. The problem is that you have a very, and it's a very small minority that's, in my opinion, in the public figure. So it's making noise. It's literally like the little horn power. Now I understand why it's called the little horn power, because it's little, it's not the majority.
But it makes so much
noise. But it makes so much noise that the rest of us are now left believing that it's what the majority wants.
It's like your example you used. It's like somebody joining a monastery where monks live and then saying, starting a protest, we should grow our hair.
Exactly.
You came in.
Exactly. Literally.
We want to shave our hair. And that's the whole point. We don't want any hair. Now you come here and I'm a monk, but I want to keep my... Like, go grow your hair elsewhere.
It is outdated. It is imagine, keeping monks having bald head is an outdated notion that has no place in more civilization. That's an argument they made.
They're actually touching on that, you know. Wasn't there a movie recently that actually played on the whole, like, isn't Doctor Strange meant to be a monk?
He's a sorcerer.
Oh. Okay, so why is his teacher a monk?
Because she's also a sorcerer who just happens to be a monk, I guess. I don't know.
No, but there was a movie I saw, what was that? It actually played on that exact same fact. You were talking about like the idea of monks, like the original monks and how it was, and saying that, like, that's not, basically saying that that's not what it's about. You can actually be a monk and be eating meat or dancing or grow your hair. See, what movie was that?
I have no issue with that, right?
No, but
I absolutely have no issue with that. No. Here's why I don't have an issue with it. Mm-hmm. If you see monks, the way they are, the traditions, whatever, right? It's the same with Christians. And you go into it, let's say you love their belief, you love their lifestyle, whatever, but you don't agree with a certain aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
You've got two options. It's either you suck it up and get on with the tradition, or you leave, take what you've learned with you and go do what you want to do elsewhere.
But whatever you're going to do elsewhere is not going to be called monkism. That's my problem. You can't call it monk.
That's fine.
I can't deny the Bible, for example. All my days, in the Bible it says that you can be gay. Oh, that's not fair. Gay people are people too. This is love
go,
is love.
Go start your own church.
I'm going to go start my own church.
Call it a Christian church.
It's not fine.
I have no problem with that. Because the thing is...
I know you have no problem with it, but I have a problem with
why?
It. Because essentially it's like, okay, again, I'll use this example.
But the difference is, what he's saying is, at the minute, the people that want to be different want their difference to then spread to everybody.
Yeah.
Whereas what he's saying is, for example, like, let's take the study group, for example, people then start believing different things and they move to what they believe. I'm okay with that. You move to what you believe. But what doesn't need to happen is like the whole monk exam. Okay, you go to a monastery, you're not happy with shaving your head. Don't then start to try convincing all the other monks that monks should have full head of hair. You go start your own monastery with full heads of hair.
I mean, yes, I would agree with that. That is the first step. I'm just adding a second step to say that by tradition, okay, let me put it this way. When we talk about monk, and this is another thing, people are trying to redefine definitions now, redefine things. 2023, you know, monks shouldn't be. You know, that's my problem, okay? If you go down in research about monks, which I confess I don't know much about, except the word monk and the fact that they're bald, and I think they're not allowed to have, like, sexual intercourse or anything like that, right?
I don't know.
They're celibate, I think.
All of them?
Yeah.
But this is what we're talking about the different functions.
Some are functions.
Anyway,
the point I'm trying to make is that the term monk came about because of a reason. Yeah, it describes something.
Yes.
A type of people and the customs that they live by. If you have a problem with that, whatever you're going to start is not going to be monkism. Because in order for you to be a monk, those are the customs that you abide by, you live by, and dwell in. I'm not going to add unless.
I agree with you. But I agree with you that it won't be monkism based on its original root.
So go start whatever you want to start.
Okay with you calling whatever you're doing monkism. If monkism is a true thing where this is what monkism is and whatever you're doing doesn't fit that, then it doesn't matter whether you call it monkism or not, it just won't be.
I agree with that.
So
that's fine.
So for me, I don't care what you want to go call it when you leave the people alone. But if the Christian faith says we believe in Jesus, blah, 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 you don't like one aspect of that, go start your own. Say, okay, we believe everything besides this, and
isn't
this
that
is
why
Christianity.
We have so many Christian dominions.
That's fine.
Literally.
At the end of the day, what Christianity is will remain what Christianity is. And if
that
what
is,
you're doing is not Christianity,
it
doesn't matter
if
what you call it.
We'll know on Judgment Day.
We'll
know on Judgment Day.
Exactly, yeah. But then I guess the issue is what we're talking about.
We are the two Christians. The third group is like, we no comment.
Yeah, but no, honestly, props to the church. And
for now, I don't think it's going to last.
Well, we'll see. I mean, for them to say that now is a big move, especially in 2023.
Yeah.
It's a big move in itself. And I like the fact that they're not there saying, we hate them, go away or whatever. And that's the thing. It's not about hate. It's not about...
Qatar must be jumping
it's not about
right
any of that. It's just about respect each other's circles, right? We respect what you're about. You respect what we're about. Let's live in harmony. That's what it's about.
For me, that's what's lacking is that it's that respect element. And I think that's my biggest problem at the minute. It's like, one, we want the people that are asking for respect are not willing to respect other people's way of being.
And on that note, actually, a nice segue to more serious matters.
That wasn't serious.
Can you imagine?
That was more light tone, but let's talk serious matters about, have you guys heard of David Carrick?
Ooh, who is David Carrick?
David Carrick?
The footballer.
I am amazed at how you two go through weeks in pure bliss and ignorance. I think it's great. Don't get me wrong. I think it's great.
Is it the footballer?
No, it is not the footballer.
I'm not going to lie. I was legit listening to the radio after our meeting last week. I was like, I'm going to be on this. I'm legit listening to the radio, flipping on Google for
and
articles.
And all the radio thing, you did not come across David Carrick.
Sounds like a nice diamond. Like, what kind of cat is it?
Yeah, right.
How much is it?
anyway, that's fine. Let me figure it. And that's good anyway, because then I'll get your fresh and unfiltered opinions.
Oh.
Disclaimer, of course, if we miss out some details, if we're wrong about some details, we're not a news show. So you shouldn't be coming in to get your news stories.
This is not facts, by the way. We'll
talk facts, but we're not in news stories. So don't be like, oh, everything's wrong. Exactly. Yeah, what you said. Anyway, so David Carrick is a police officer.
Look how proud he is of that statement.
You don't get that every day. What you said. I'm like, where's the camera? You hear that? What I said?
So David Carrick was a police officer, a long-serving police officer. You heard about it. But you just didn't hear the name.
For the two counts of rape.
Isn't it like eight or something now?
My goodness.
Oh.
See, the problem is that you start with names. You know I'm not good with names. Just start with the stories. We're like, yeah, I heard that. That's his name.
Yes. Yeah, it is his name, like, right? Yeah, David Carrick, yeah. So, I mean, I think 48. Oh, no, he's 48 years old. Mm-hmm. 85 serious offenses over 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the force told repeatedly of allegations 8 times.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so police officer, long serving, convicted of all the sexual crimes over the span of 17 years. I'm sure we don't have to say how horrible it is. It's terrible, blah, blah, blah. You know. No. When I say blah, 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 it sounds like I'm minimizing it.
You can give us answer.
I'm not minimizing it.
I was hoping that went unnoticed.
Yeah, okay.
No, I'm not minimizing it, because the conversation isn't about is this bad or not. That's mm-hmm. not even the conversation. Mm-hmm. My conversation is, do you think it's right? Because the topic now is the fact how people have lost trust in the police, and but obviously black people are using this as an opportunity. Oh, you know, we told you about the police, la da da da. So I guess the question I want to pose to begin with is, do you think it's right that this has happened and people are coming out and saying that, oh, you know, we've lost trust in the police, we no longer have faith in them, right? Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
I don't know. For me, it's a bit of both, in the sense that...
Well, are you confused by the question?
Yes, I am.
What are you confused by?
What do you mean by do you think it's right?
Do you think it's right that this has come to light and as a result people are saying they've lost trust in the police?
Or as in the opposite, it would have been better if it had not come to light?
No.
No, I'm just asking the question. How you interpret that question and decide to answer is up to you.
I'll wait until Fatan addresses it to see what
for me, it's a bit of both. And I'm only speaking from a perspective of somebody who's worked in what I will call an evidence-based role.
Mm.
And somebody who's worked in a subsection of a career where you only get popular when things go wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine.
No one really notices. For example, how often are we hearing about, oh, the police arrest so and so? They committed this many offenses and now they're in prison. Oh, yay, the streets are safe.
Mm-hmm.
That's an everyday occurrence.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't hear that. You only hear it when things go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like social workers, mm-hmm. you only hear about social workers when a child dies.
Mm-hmm.
Social workers are trash. Social workers don't do anything, but no one tells the stories of the millions of other kids that are taken away for their safety, are placed in a better home.
Mm-hmm.
We do work with them, their lives are transformed. So I sympathize with a career like the police because I think they're in the same category where when something goes catastrophically wrong, even if it's the one thing, that's what everybody pinpoints on. No one brings up all the good work that's done.
Mm.
And at the same time, it's an evidence-based role. It's an evidence-based job. So yes, somebody could be doing, and we live in a country where it's innocent until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be proven guilty at what's the doubt thing?
Beyond reasonable doubt.
You have to be proven, honestly, you have to be proven guilty beyond reasonable doubt. You have to sit in a court and people will decide based on what the information they've heard, whether you're guilty or not. And before it even gets to that point, there has to be enough evidence that they can take it to court.
Mm. Mm.
So I don't know how much has been published. Yes, it was reported 8 times, but how much evidence was there to suggest that anything had taken place? Like I said, I worked in a career where it was the same. You'd have a report here, a report there. But if you don't have the evidence to suggest that that's happened, there's very little that you can do with no evidence. You can keep taking note of it and building a case, but at the end of the day, you can't stand in court and said, oh, our only evidence is he said, she said. That's not going to fly.
Fair. Yeah, that's fair.
So that's my take on it. Will people lose trust? Yes, of course, because that's just human nature. That's what we do as humans. When someone lets you down or you feel let down, immediately you take it to a place of trust.
Mm.
If somebody lets you down, I don't think I can trust you or trust the process or trust that you will get it right. But I think sometimes it's the media, because the media will really, really grab onto a negative story because drama sells. No one really wants to read happy stuff.
No, no one does. What are you laughing?
You know, speaking about the media, I was listening to the radio today, LBC, and one of the correspondents was interviewing someone who had been caught on CCTV. No. I wanted to say suspected, but then I changed
suspect everybody.
No, because it wasn't suspicion, because they had been caught on CCTV camera.
You didn't change the English language, humbled you.
Really?
About the English language, I humbled you. No, because he was caught on camera admitting that he's a people smuggler.
Who was this? It's just some guy.
The guy who she was speaking to.
Okay. Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think she caught him in a supermarket, right? And you know when the tone is already confronting, you know. So I was like, excuse me, why do you people smuggler? Why are you putting all these people on boats and da-da-da? Is that fair? How much do you charge? And the guy was pretending like doesn't know how to speak English. Mm. You charge 7,000. We've got you on figure. So the guy started moving. So now because it's the radio, so now she's narrating. Why are you just walked away? You're not walking fast in the shop, in the aisle. Why are you walking fast? And you're now running towards the exit. Why are you running towards the exit? I just went to myself, my goodness, journalists, man, these people are roaches.
Ruthless.
They are roaches. Like, oh my days. I just made me laugh.
I've got a job to do.
I could have been a journalist.
7K, do people smuggle them?
Yeah, 7 per person. I thought of that. I was like, hold on. One person to cross the thing. My problems are solved. One person.
Wow, okay.
It's a joke. If any police people are listening, it's a joke. We call that banter. Right?
If like, and if you see me on the English channel at night, just mind your own business.
I'm fishing. Honestly, I think I understand the direction we're taking this. Okay, what I wanted to say, as Fatsan was speaking, a thought came to my mind. Correct me on this, but is it not true that if you are a nurse or a doctor and you're in the presence,
I'm not sorry.
Hey.
Sorry, I've got residual after.
He's still on the English channel.
It must be. What are you seeing? Dressed in black and everything. When the lights go boom and you turn around.
Oh my God.
Because Mister, you said it was a joke.
It was banter, yeah. You have to carry it through.
And where is my house? I think I've lost.
Okay, residual after. It's gone. Okay, you're saying.
Yeah. Is it not like the nurse? I think if you are a nurse or a doctor and you find yourself in the presence of, like, let's say, an emergency situation and you don't do anything, you're persecuted for that.
What kind of emergency situation?
Like someone needing in need of medical attention and you stand there and don't do anything.
I don't think so. Persecuted to the point. But I don't think so. Is that a thing?
You can lose your license, yeah.
Yeah.
You can lose your license for not helping someone.
Yeah.
When you're off duty.
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Don't quote me on that, but that's what came to my mind. And I'm not sure where it came from, but I'm sure it's a thing, right?
Okay.
So the reason why that came to my mind, unfortunately, and this has happened with Fatsani. We know why Fatsani is Fatsani, right? She was like, oh, hold up a minute. You know, this thing could blow back. I don't want to get in certain places, right? Unfortunately, there are certain positions, certain professions, right, that carry a weight.
Mm-hmm.
And if you decide to go into that role, there's just certain things that we can't excuse. Yes, we are all people, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, we all have our flaws and whatnot, but there are just certain professions that shouldn't, can't afford to lose credit. And the police force for
But then, hang on, you've said, yes, we're all people. Yes, we have faults, but there are certain professions that are not, don't have people in.
No. Essentially, that's what I'm saying, that there are certain professions that, even with that said, they can't afford to lose credibility. And then, the police force are one of them.
But then, for me, it's a case of, why is one man's transgression? I mean, obviously, there's probably a lot more crooked police officers out there. That's absolutely fine. But why is one man's transgression painting the whole picture for the force?
And okay, here's your answer.
You've still got to remember that even if you... Yes, people sign up. People who sign up for those kind of roles are holding themselves to a higher standard. But there is going to be those one or two that sign up to the roles solely for the purpose of achieving 100%. What they want to achieve.
My statement is about the institution itself needs to be better, right? It can't, there's no justification. When we are all scared at night, right? You know, when by nature, by habit, we tend, I don't know about people, but especially me, if I'm afraid, whatever, I want my back to the wall, right? Because there's safety in that. Because you know that there's a wall behind you. Nothing's going to come out of there. So you can see in front of you. So if any danger is going to come, you can see.
How many situations have you been in where you've had to think, is my back against the wall?
In reality, not a lot. Dreaming-wise, a lot. Every night. Every night.
Anyway, go on.
All right? The police force are the wall for people.
But
then, right? We need to feel that safety. We need to feel that if right now, if something went down, right, I ain't no fire. I don't know about your husband, but you know, don't count on me throwing a punch. We're gonna call 999, and we need the people that are gonna come here, male or female, for now. We need to have trust that they are there for us, right? If he's not here, he's away. You're home alone. He's partly doing that because he knows that if something happens, you are gonna call the police, and they're gonna be there for you, right? If you lose that trust, chaos. And unfortunately, there was a very good point that one of the callers on the radio made to say that, how do you know which one is that bad apple? So that's your answer. One man discredits the whole force because you don't know which ones are those bad apples. This was very interesting because this was the white man talking. You know the conversation that black people have with their children? White people are having it with their daughters now. If a policeman is talking to you, make sure it's in public. If he says to you, follow me to somewhere private, whatever, don't. Don't follow them anyway. And he was so distressed. Like, I just don't know now. He was like, my daughters are 6 and 17. I'm not saying that they are not doing anything like that. But now I'm having to tell them that don't follow any male police officers anyway. Because you don't know which one is a bad apple. That's why one person discredits the whole police force.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. I don't disagree to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying that, so let's go back a week. This story hasn't broken. We don't know anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think no parent should have been having that discussion, saying that...
Why are you going to have that discussion?
No, but this is what I'm saying. That, listen, the ward wasn't formed last week. The ward has been, right? Everything that this guy did, he's not an originator of it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I'm saying, that everything that he's done has been happening, is happening, will continue to happen. So my question to you is...
In the police force.
Okay, before I say what I was going to say, to answer that point, because my question that I'm posing forward is, aren't all humans fallible? And so, going back, let's say a week ago, before anything broke, do you think it would have been, what's the right word, not wise, but vigilant, for any parent to be advising the children that if a policeman asks you, follow me somewhere private, don't go?
To be honest with you.
Whether it's a policeman or a teacher, or rather, let's take police force out. Is there any roles of authority that we can say, follow them into a private place blindly to young women? Take the police out. Is there any other roles of authority where it should be okay
The answer should be yes, right? But they say experience is the best teacher. Knowledge helps us grow and increase. Those conversations are being had now because of what's happened. I guess going back to your question, is it right that has come out? yes, it's right. Why? Because now those conversations have been had. Now we're
being more vigilant. My question was, is it right that it's come out?
Oh, well, is it right? Okay, statement then. Is it right that this has come out? Yes. Mm-hmm. You know?
It's, what scenario would it be wrong that it's come out? It's only come out because it's been discovered.
Literally, that's why I was trying to understand about the question. So, by the looks
of it, but my question wasn't, did you misunderstand my question? What was my question?
Is it right that this has happened?
Was that my question?
No.
What was his question?
His question was, is it right for people to be discrediting the whole police force based on this incident?
I wish I had a gold star I could give you. Gold star for Fatani.
Fair enough. Then yes.
Zero stars for you.
Listen, I was born with no stars. I'm going to die with no stars. To heaven and back, I shall get my stars.
Okay. Carry on.
It's stars. No, the point is that, yes, is it right? Should they be discrediting the whole police force? The answer will be no. I'm changing. The answer will be no. Should they be weary of the whole police force? The answer is yes. Because now we don't know who is good, who is bad. We don't know who is going to do that, who is not going to do that. Right? Mm. Now, to go back to your recent question and statement, the difference between last week and now is because last week, in brackets, all police officers were safe. You know, that's why I'm saying that this is an institution that is there to protect us. Mm-hmm. When we see them on the streets, we feel at safe. We feel safe. That's what they're there for. And they can't afford to let themselves have any bad apples. They need to uproot them. So
how do they do that? Because now you're saying HR recruiters and managers need to have advanced foresight of a human psyche.
I would say no. It needs to be as strict as possible. And but even on this case, was actually said that he shouldn't have been hired in the first place. So if they had just looked, they would have been like, no.
It's not in hindsight, though. I feel like it's one of those things that say that sometimes rub me up the wrong way. Because it's like, and if we look, it's one of those things where if someone does something, if you killed someone today, Fatan and I would be like, oh, the signs were there. Oh, yeah. No, it made sense. But that's because it's after the fact.
It depends. Let me give you an example. There was a driver I wanted to recruit,
mm-hmm.
right? In a normal world of things, references are done mm-hmm. for a reason, right? I didn't do any reference checks, right? A certain situation arose where there was a problem, mm-hmm. yeah? I needed to contact his previous employer in order to get that because he had worked for the same company. So I just had to transfer his file.
Mm.
So I ended up tracking down this person from him, gave me the number, spoke to the guy. And literally what he told me was mind-blowing, right? Now, if there was no that hiccup, I've hired somebody.
Mm-hmm.
He's now driving. And before you know it, a lot of things have gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Knives were involved in things like that, allegedly. Right? Something has gone wrong. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, I'll look back at my recruitment process. What didn't I do? Oh, hold on. Where is his reference? Why didn't I check on his reference?
Mm-hmm.
You see? But should a reference should be mandatory. Does that make sense? So if I had just done my job properly, I didn't need a hiccup to discover all this.
But then sometimes jobs get done properly and people yeah, hide things.
No. It's not foolproof.
That's the thing, because from what I'm hearing, mm-hmm. you're making it sound like there's going to be this one foolproof procedure. But I'm saying, like Chin said, humans are fallible. I could hide the deepest, darkest secrets in the deepest, darkest places. And some people will get themselves in position to fulfill
their desires. And unfortunately, that's just going to hurt the police. 100%.
But then you're saying they need to weed that out. And we've watched shows where, for example, somebody...
Mm-hmm.
outstanding, absolute. We watch those shows where they're even real, true crime stories, not just fiction, where everyone in the neighborhood is saying they were the happiest couple.
Yeah.
Stand-up citizen.
Exactly.
And then they go into their secret vault and they have all these things that they were hiding stuff. That nobody ever knew of. Foresee that?
Again, going back to the case at hand, the information anyway is that it should have been picked up. Where there is that statement, it means that the system was flawed somewhere, somehow in that recruitment.
It means that someone thinks the system was flawed somewhere, somehow.
Fair enough. I can accept that. There will be people that, you know, we've all seen line of duty here. There will be people that you would never think, you know. And if that happens and they come out, unfortunately, the police will still take a hit because, like I said, they are not allowed to lose credibility. It's just, unfortunately, they're just not allowed. You can take other professions, you know, but unfortunately, they're just not allowed to. It's just a job. It's the last resort, you know. It's like the army. We can't have, you know, people that don't know how to shoot. Because when Putin comes knocking, everybody, even the police, are looking at the army to do their job, right? So when it comes to national security, it's the army. They are the last resort. They can't afford to lose credibility. When it comes to domestic protection, it's the police. So there is no justification. It's going to happen. It's happened. And it's not the first time. In America, for example, we've had police people that have been arrested for doing all sorts of stuff. Yeah?
Just in America, wasn't it a police officer that murdered Sarah?
Mm-hmm. Everard.
So was that in America or here?
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So
yeah, this is when women were protesting that all men should have a curfew.
Ugh, don't get me started on that. So yeah, so it's gonna happen, unfortunately. But to go back to the root, is it right that the police, the people are losing credit in the Met? It is right. Because unfortunately we are scared now. Where do you go when the one person that's supposed to be there for you is the one that's doing you harm? Where do you go?
I get that, but at the same time I think I understand that because that's just a human way of reacting to something, but having been in a position of a profession where you do get that kind of treatment even when things are not your fault, I'm like, I think maybe we also need to exercise a bit of common sense, a bit of rationalization.
Because
I mean, it's interesting because obviously it's this one guy and they're saying that there's, I think last I heard, there's maybe 800 or 900 police officers who are currently undergoing investigation for this thing or another.
Yeah.
But that's 800, 900 out of how many hundreds of thousands?
Yeah, but I mean, that's 800 too many.
I mean,
it should be zero.
Yes, but isn't that living in an idealistic world? And it's fine. If we talk about the ideal, I'm with you 100%. The idea would be the fire service, the police, the army, all these things.
Can you imagine a fireman who's scared of fire?
So it's talking about an ideal world. Yes, absolutely. I'm with you on that. But unfortunately, that's not the world we're living in.
Yeah, I agree.
And because that's not the world we're living in, 800, 900 out of hundreds of thousands, I'm not saying it's not bad. Like I said, I just think it's like...
It could have been worse.
If it was like... Because percentage-wise, I'm not a mathematician, but we're talking about less than a percentage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be an issue if it was like 20 or 30 or 40%.
Mm-hmm.
Then I feel like we'd have like...
So percentage-wise, what's the number?
What do you mean?
The 800 percentage-wise.
Well, we'd have to find out how many police women are registered in the UK.
So how can you make that argument when you don't even know?
No, because I know it's hundreds of thousands. What if 800
is 50%?
Okay. So,
right?
So there's
you know they're not paying them enough, right?
So there's 1,600 police officers in the UK.
I think that the credibility now is questioned. Not because of this guy no more.
You know, police people don't go down dark alleys no more. I don't get paid enough for that.
But do you know one profession I feel like doesn't get discredited as a whole profession?
Mm.
Doctors and nurses.
That doesn't get discredited, did you say?
As a whole profession.
Mm.
You correct me if I'm wrong.
That's very true. That's very true.
Like if a doctor does something, the whole weight comes down to that specific doctor.
Mm.
No one ever says, oh, all doctors are this, all doctors are that.
Yeah. You're absolutely right on that. If one
nurse, you know, decides to be the angel of death...
It's all that was a bad nurse.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's never all nurses are bad. Fear nurses. Don't let the nurse give you an IV. Is that because that's a genuine life and death situation? You don't want to piss them off and say,
the death rate is going to skyrocket. You know how COVID, they were saying that if you go to the hospital, you're not coming back.
Yeah.
That will become an everyday thing. Going for a general checkup, you're coming back in a body bag.
Listen.
I've got a stat for you. Uh-huh. So there's roughly about 164,000 police officers in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
So quick maths, about 900 people of those, if we do it 900, it's 902. But that would be 0.55%.
Mm. God forbid you meet that 0.55%.
Okay, so let's say these are 900 people that have got pending, ongoing, whatever, right? Mm. These are ones that have been caught out. let's be fair and say there's a lot more with secrets in the clothes that people don't know about.
I can throw that number at 50%.
Even 2%. Nah, come on. Even if we're, so that's, it's 2%. That's 3,280 police officers.
You could be lying to me. I'm not going to lie to you. These numbers mean nothing to me.
I'm saying that even if it was two... Anyway, like I said, I'm not saying it's not bad what happened. What's the point I didn't make? I'm not saying it's not bad. It is definitely bad. I do think it's moments like this, though, that get people to reflect on how much... how much, like... Not trust, per se, like, how much blind...
How much they let themselves be led blindly. How much they've given up their responsibility to others.
I
wanted to agree with the point you were saying, because that's what this incident is actually waking people up to say that yes, we have the police force, yes, we have this, but let's exercise caution.
Absolutely.
Let's think smart. You know,
this is the like when we talk about race sometimes, isn't this what we're always saying as well? That you also have to think smart. You have to think.
I'm black. If I go in that shop, I'll be blamed for stealing something. Let me go to Audi.
Not even that. They've told me to put both hands on the steering wheel. Why am I now trying to?
Oh no! If it's
not... it's my right. I'm asking.
Now you're walking on the breezy.
It is sad though. Obviously some of it was in his personal life, some of it was in his profession as a policeman.
Certain times when people take a specific profession, people no longer see them as human, but there is this, and that it's fine, place this greater power and this greater responsibility in these people, but I think we lose sight of the fact that that's still a human.
Mm-hmm,
and as a human, they are capable of anything. So, yes, they're fine. They're not above the law. I am a police. That person is a police officer, but they are still human. What makes you think they're not capable of kidnapping you?
Mm-hmm.
They're still a human at the end of the day. So, like Pro Nick is saying, it's that vigilance. I'm going to tell my kids, you know, a stranger is a stranger. Whether they're a stranger in a uniform or a stranger wearing Primark clothes, they're still a stranger. You don't know who they are.
The thing is...
You shouldn't have to say that.
I think you should, because fine, if they're in a uniform, my kids will know to afford them a certain level of respect.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not respect blind to the respect. Point of you do anything. They'll tell you, even if it's illogical. Like, firstly, I'm going to hope they're educated in their rights and everything and how to conduct themselves. But if it's at night, 10 o'clock, and a police officer stops you for no reason and tells you, oh, come down the alleyway, I need to search you. Excuse you?
I'm not going to lie. In Britain, you didn't get stopped by police at 10 o'clock.
They'll stop you at any time. If they have a reason, let them stop me
in front of the traffic light at night. I'm running that over. I'm joking.
The police officers, I'm not saying the police force, I'm saying certain police officers have been dodgy from day. That's why we've had all these movies, true life movies from 19, whatever. Oh, this police officer. So it's not that the police force, it's people within the police force that are people, essentially.
And people could argue that it's a very bleak way of looking at the world. But for me, anyone is capable of anything. Because when I heard this, it was like, oh, damn, that's a shame. Obviously, the women and the victims and everything else. But I was in shock that it was a policeman. Because the whole reason everyone is shocked is like, oh my God, it's a policeman. He's just another man who is a sexual predator.
To be fair, even more so a policeman, because if you're a sexual predator, being a policeman is probably your best cover. And this is what I'm saying, that certain people with certain tendencies will place themselves in certain situations to exercise their desires. They're able to suppress whatever it is within them till they find themselves in that ultimate spot to do what they need to do.
You know, I'm agreeing 100% with what the both of you are saying,
but
it's just...
It shouldn't be that way, but it's a bit hard to swallow.
Yeah, because, okay, literally, as Fatan was speaking, I thought to myself, you go to a theme park, right? You want to go on a fast roller coaster. It goes up.
Mm-hmm.
Guy is going to step up to you, to check you strapped in.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to go, no, my G, sorry, I got this?
I let them check it and then I check it myself. Yep. You don't. I check it myself.
But the point is, you let them do what you trust them. Could you trust them?
But I verify.
That your verification means nothing though, because what are you checking? What are you checking?
That the thing is not moving.
Fine, you check.
What if what?
No, but then you, the thing is, hang on. If it moves and when I'm at the top and I fall out, that's fine. I'm not going to blame him because he checked and I checked. So what I know is that something went wrong between us both checking and me falling off at the top.
Let me ask you this. Have you not ever sat down on that one that it's strapped in, but it's a little bit wiggly? And then the guy has come to check it, and he's moved on, signaling that it's okay.
Me too. I go on this just to make sure it's okay.
I know you double check, but the fact that he's checked it, even though it's okay for me anyway, I've been on them ones where I feel like I'm a bit loose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? I know the ones you're talking about. And I'm like,
hold on, this could go wrong. Mm-hmm. The guy is gonna come and check it, and to him, it's okay.
Yeah,
he is a professional.
So
I'm gonna trust that I'm okay because he's checked it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because
I don't know, right?
Yeah, so yeah, I can't be like, yo, my G, this is broken.
This is a bit loose. Can you tighten it up a bit?
So the point I'm trying to say is that, as okay as I am with what you guys are saying, I don't want to ignore the fact that uniform
signifies that trust
we have. So it's not about the person; it's about the uniform, essentially. You know, so yeah, I'm definitely trusting that
the uniform signifies the trust. For exactly. example, I don't know if it was an experiment or somebody was talking about it, but they were trying to see how much we as humans go on visual cues.
Mm.
So I think they were getting someone to dress in a lab coat, put a stethoscope around their neck,
and
I think just walk around the hospital. And people would be like, oh, doctor, that kind of thing.
That's a great example.
That just that stethoscope around the neck.
And the court.
Saying I'm a doctor doesn't, I guess maybe because we're talking about the character of the person.
Mm.
Because the uniform says you're a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And as a police officer, you should be of good standing, blah, 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 blah. However, what that doesn't say, it doesn't say about your character. It doesn't testify to your character.
Exactly.
It testifies to your profession.
Your
profession has certain standards that your character should be meeting.
But it doesn't.
But we don't know whether it does. That's the thing.
And when we look at where we're at. We are trusting the profession. The police will have my back. The last words of every black person.
But then I guess it's back to Chin's question that, so when one person misuses that, then everybody who wears that uniform is now discredited, regardless of what their track record shows so far.
I think with what we've discussed, my conclusion would be no. Every single person is not discredited, but us now. Okay, so two things. One,
their
profession needs to tighten up. It needs to do something.
I can accept that. I'm okay with that.
And us as a people as well, it's like what Chino's saying. Now, let's be vigilant. Let's be smart. We didn't have to think about that last week, but now we are woke. Oh, my days. Hold on. It's not just about the profession. It's about the character of the person as well. This person could be, you know, Jacko or Heidi, whatever the killer is.
Mm.
Jack the Ripper.
No, you're Heidi. Right?
So now we have that knowledge.
Jack and Heidi.
Right? So now we have that knowledge. So the people now as well, like what you're saying, as uncomfortable as it is, or as much as it shouldn't be, but now we can start constructing ourselves accordingly. Yes, you are in a policeman's suit, but you can talk to me in front of all these people. We don't have to go behind a building officer kind of thing. Can I please get your name and your badge? Can I please just verify that you work for the police before you talk to me, your number? And, you know, that I'm pretty sure that is within the law.
Yeah. You know? And those are the kind of things that I was saying before, that regardless of whether this thought had broke or not, I would wish people were doing knowledge. Anyway, you know, and it's always in a polite way, obviously. I'm talking about the ones that like shout at police or whatever, in a polite, calm, composed way, verify what you need to verify, you know.
And then imagine you have marijuana in the boot. All right, officer, take me in. At least I know you're real.
But in any case, listen, like I said, I don't want anyone doubting us to say that we're minimizing. We're just having a discussion around the topic.
Mm-hmm.
It is terrible. But
I like how you brushed over that. It is terrible. But
well, in any case, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us for another episode of Offbeat POV.
Episode 2.
We were in different camps today, but hey, it's what we're here for, you know, to discuss trade ideas or whatever. But let us know what you think about anything we've discussed today. Head over to our newly formed YouTube channel, where you get some Offbeat POV, where YouTube. You get more content, because we can't air everything out on the... we can, but we don't want to make them too long. So anything that doesn't make it on the podcast, weekly podcast, will be out on the YouTube on any given day. So subscribe so that you don't miss any of that. Fatsani, last words?
Last words.
You're terrible with last words.
I really am. Because what? I'm coming back next week, so... What do I have to every week act as if I'm not going to be sat right here?
Fair enough. Pronic, last words.
That was another interesting conversation. What was the first one, actually? What was it about?
The policeman.
The policeman.
Oh, the bishop was the very first one.
Bishop and policeman. Regarding the policeman, I want to say, let's still have faith in them. The majority of them are good. But like what we were saying, let's just practice caution. You know, let's be smart. Let's not walk into dark alleys with people that we don't know.
Trust nobody.
Trust nobody.
Everybody.
But respect the police. You know, you don't want to end up behind jail because you're just trying to stay safe. You know, so with respect, make sure that you
prefer to be behind jail.
Communicate.
Because it means I'm out of the jail.
Yeah, but then you're going to drop yourself. You don't know.
I don't think that's reasonable.
Yeah, but you know the first part. You're actually mixed. Are you not mixed? Women and men.
Before, I think you missed the whole context of drop the soap as well. So
No. I'm saying that you may be thinking, I'm not gonna worry about dropping the soap.
Okay, she's terrible at last words. You elongate your last words.
No, it's just this.
Is there no middle ground? I can't get a middle ground.
Yeah.
Which is why he couldn't. That's the context.
But it's not because it's mixed. The whole point of dropping.
No. I was saying for you, you might think I don't have to worry about.
I'm going to cut this recording. No, can you finish?
Oh, okay, fine. Yeah. But yes, police. Unless if you're black, I'm joking. That's a joke. That's a terrible joke. I am Professor Nick, by the way, a comedian. So please don't take anything that I say seriously. Don't come arrest me.
All right, I'm joking. Ladies and gents, thank you very much for joining us today. Until next time, stay offbeat.
Be offbeat.
You know you can look at the camera now. Whatever camera.
Be offbeat. Be offbeat. Which camera?
Okay,
we have too many.
Exactly.
And
I forgot what mine is.
I think mine is think offbeat.
Yeah, because you stole mine.
Why couldn't you
think offbeat?
Because I couldn't remember it.
Your brain just fuzzled.
Think offbeat.
Live.
That's not even it. No, you can't change it every week.
Can we take it again, please?
No, I've already taken my mind.
You're from taking my mind.